Hey, Yehi Ratzon Shlimudenu Yeschus Lili Nishmas Reb Aaron Yudaleib and Reb Noach Tzvi. The fifth parak of Masechet Mai begins with the law of someone who purchases from a baker. Halokeach min hanachtom, person who buys loaves from a baker. Ketzidu ma'aser, how does he separate the Dmai? What he does is like this. As we've learned before, out of the Dmai, you have to separate, you have to declare on 10% that it's Maaser Rishon, declare on another 10% that it's Maaser Sheni. The Maaser Sheni can then be removed and put onto coins, and out of the Maaser Rishon, 10% of that becomes Trumas Maaser. The Trumas Maaser is given to the Kohen. The rest of the Maaser Rishon does not have to be given to a Levi, because a Levi cannot prove that he's entitled to it, and Maaser Rishon as a whole can be eaten by anyone. So, if you buy from a baker, how do you give the tithes? So what you do is like this. You take 1% of the loaf, and in addition, v'chala, another 1/48, which would be the chala. V'omer, now this piece of 1/100th plus 1/48, you say about it, like you hold it next to the rest of the loaf, and you say like this, the 1/100th of the loaf, which is in this piece, the part of it that's closest to the loaf is Meiser. The rest of the Meiser is in the loaf that I haven't taken from it. And this piece that I've made Meiser is now Trumas Meiser Olav. It's now Trumas Meiser out of the whole Meiser. Vashar, and the rest of the piece is Lechala. Umaaser Sheni, the Maaser Sheni of this loaf, is Bitzfono or Bedromo, is either north or south of the loaf. Umachul Alamos, then you take off that Maaser Sheni and put it onto coins. Then you give Lechala and the Trumas Meiser to a Kohen. Second Mishnah, very important rule, which is now how to separate Truma Gedola and Trumas Meiser from Tevel. Harotza lahafish Truma u Trumas Meiser ka'achas. If a person wants to separate both Truma Gedola and Trumas Meiser, notel echad mishloshim v'sholosh v'shlish. He takes one out of 33 and a third. In other words, 3% from the loaf. For Omer, he says like this, 1% out of 1%, you know, it's namely a third of this 3% that I've taken, 1% of the whole of the loaf, hareze bitzadze chulin. That's till chulin. Hashar, the other 2%, is truma lakol, is the truma gedola for the entire tea of the loaf. Then, that 1% that I said is chulin, now making it into meiser. Ushar meiser, the rest of the meiser, samachlo, is in the rest of the loaf, that which is next to it. And then you say, zesha sisi meiser, this little 1% that I've made into meiser, so trumas meiser alav, is trumas meiser for the meiser rishon. Vashar chalo maaser sheni. Now the chalo and the maaser sheni that I have to give, that's bitzfono bedromo. That's to the northern or southern part of the loaf. And in terms of the maaser sheni muchul alamos, I take it off and I put it onto coins. In regards to truma, the halacha is that midoraisa, you can't separate truma from that which is obligated in truma to that which is pater in truma. So what happens if halokeach min hanachtom, you buy a loaf from a baker? Now the baker may have gotten his grain from all sorts of sources. So maybe I can't separate gifts, trumos and maestros of today's loaf for yesterday's loaf, because yesterday's loaf may have been from a source that separated trumos, so that's potter, and today's loaf is from a source that didn't separate trumos, and it's chayiv in mafishin, min hachayiv ala potter. So if you buy from a baker, the chiddush of Rabbi Meir is maaser min hacham ala tzonenes. You can separate from the loaves that are still warm from today's loaves on the loaves that are cold, on yesterday's loaves, Metzonenes alachama, and from yesterday's loaves for today's loaves, from the cold to the warm. I feel mitfusin harbe, even if lots of the breads are in different shapes. Divrei Rabbi Meir, that's a view of Rabbi Meir, because according to Rabbi Meir, he assumes that normally a baker only has one supplier. And therefore, either it's all mu'usar or all not mu'usar, but either way, it's not minachiyuv ala patra, minapatra ala chiyuv. Rabbi Yehuda Oser, Rabbi Yehuda says, you can't do that. Shani omer chitin shel emesh hayim shel echad, because the bread of yesterday, the cold bread, that may have come from one supplier of wheat. V'shel hayom hayim shel acher, and today's bread may have come from a different supplier of wheat. And therefore, maybe yesterday's bread was mu'usar, and today's bread is not mu'usar. You can't be mafresh mishenu mu'usar ala mu'usar. Rabbi Shimon Oser b'chumas meiser. Rabbi Shimon prohibits taking chumas meiser from one shape loaf on another shaped loaf, even from the same day, because maybe these different loaves are from different sources. Umatir b'chala, but in regards to chala, he does allow you to take from one loaf for the others, because the obligation of chala only starts once it's turned into a dough. So it doesn't matter who the supplier is. The supplier can't separate challah. It's only once it becomes a dough, there's an obligation of challah. It became a dough in the hand of this baker. So all of it has the same chiyuv of challah. The fourth Mishnah, talking about a different type of salesman of loaves, halokeach mena palter, someone who buys from the palter. The palter is someone who buys from the bakers, and he buys from lots of bakers. So ma'asim, he called tfus hu tfus to Rabbi Meir. So here, Meir agrees, each different shaped loaf probably came from a different baker. So there, each shaped loaf has its own meister, but you can't take from one shaped loaf for other shaped loaves. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, me'achas ala kol, you can take from one loaf for all the other loaves, because he thinks that the palter usually buys from a single supplier, a single baker. Rabbi Yehuda would agree, b'lokeach mena manpol, if you're buying from the monopolist, the guy who has the monopoly of getting all the loaves and selling them, then you have to separate maisos from every different shaped loaf, because the monopolist certainly has lots of different suppliers. Fifth Mishnah, halokeach mena ani. Let's say you buy from a poor person who goes house to house, he gets from different sources, and you're buying from him, so you're getting from lots of different sources. Or Hani Shanas Lo Prusus Pas, a poor person who goes from house to house and he has lots of different pieces of bread. O Pilche Dvela, or different pieces of dried figs that he got from different people. And he wants to give Maaser from them. So Maaser Mikol Echad V'Echad, each piece gets to get its own Maaser. But when you talk about fresh dates and fresh figs, Bolel, the poor person can mix them all together. When he mixes them all together, and also he can take a meiser from them because they're going to mix well. And so whatever the proportion is, that's what's going to come out. So he's going to get out of each one the right amount. Amar Yehuda, Rita says, a masai, when can you mix them all together? Bizman shamatanam ruba, when each person gave to the poor man a nice, large a gift of equal measure, so then he can mix them all together. Av bizman shamatanam uetis. But if one guy only gave a very small amount, so then maybe the maisa that he's taking is only from that small amount. And that small amount maybe was mu'usar, and the rest is not mu'usar. So then ma'asim mikol echad v'yachad, he can't mix it together. Rather, he has to separate maestros from every gift that he got. The sixth Mishnah, lokeach min asiton, if somebody buys from a wholesaler who sells wheat, v'chazer v'lakach mimenu shniyah, then he buys from a second time. So, and he's not here to ask him whether it all had miso separated from them. Lo ya'aser mizelzeh, can't separate from the second purchase for the first purchase, because maybe one was mu'usar and the other is not. Afilu me'oto asug, and this is even true if they're all coming, all the wheat is coming from the same utensil. Afilu me'oto amin, even if all the wheat is the similar shape, they're all white wheat, all brown wheat. Ne'man asiton lomar mishal echad heim. However, the wholesaler is believed if he's here and he tells us that it all came from one source, then he's believed, and then you can give Meiser from one purchase on the other purchase. If a person buys from a regular homeowner, from a farmer, then he buys from him a second time, he can certainly separate maestros from the second purchase for the first purchase. Even if the two purchases came from two different boxes, and even if the boxes came from different cities, because it's a matter of this balabais. This balabais, either he gives maestros or he doesn't give maestros, but either way, they're all consistent. However, a farmer who's selling vegetables in the market, if the vegetables are coming from his gardens, if you have multiple purchases, you can take meister from one purchase for all the other purchases. However, if he's being supplied from gardens of different people, then every garden that you bought from has to get its own meister, because maybe you'd be ma'aser menachi of ala potter. The eighth Mishnah. Halokeach tevel mishnei makomos. Let's say you go and you buy produce, and each one who tells you the produce tells you it's tevel. So he's telling you it's fully tevel. It's not. It's chayiv and maestros. Then maaser mizel zeh. Then you can separate from one to the other. Aval bisha amru ein adam rashay lim kar tevel letzorach. And this is even true. This is true, even though our sages have said that you're not really allowed to sell tevel. You're only allowed to sell tevel if you need to. But nevertheless, b'di'eved, once the tevel was sold and purchased, you can give meiser from one to the other. Ma'asim Mishal Yisrael al Shal Nachri. According to Rabbi Meir, if a guy owns land in Israel, whatever grows there is still chayev in Chumas and Maestros. So therefore, if you have tevel from a Jew and you get tevel from a guy, you can separate from one to the other. Mishal Nachri al Yisrael, the same is true from a guy to a Jew. Mishal, produce that came from a guy, you can separate Maestros from it for the produce that came from a Jew. Mishal Yisrael al Shal Kutim, you can take produce that came from Jews for produce that came from the Kutim. And Mishal Kutim al Shal Kutim. However, Belezer Oser Mishal Kutim al Shal Kutim. Belezer disagrees. He says you can't take Maestros from one batch of wheat you got from Kutim for another batch of wheat that you got from Kutim, because maybe the Kutim did separate Maestros from the first batch because they had planned to eat it. And the second batch, they always planned to sell. Since they don't care about Lifnei Iver L'Sitein Michshol, they never had separated from that. So you're being separating from Min HaPater Al HaChiyuv. If a flower pot has a hole in it, it's considered attached to the ground. If it doesn't have a hole in it, it's considered detached from the ground. What's detached from the ground is only Chayiv and Maestros, Midrabanan and Midoraisa, it's Pater from Maestros. So Atzitz Nakuv, if you have a flower pot with a hole in it, Hareza Karetz, that's like it's in the ground. And whatever grows in it is Chayiv in Maestros Min HaTorah, obligated biblically. Tara Me HaAretz Al Atzitz Nakuv, if you separate it from what grew in the ground for what's growing in a flower pot with a hole, or from Atzitz Nakuv, from what's growing in a flower pot with a hole, Al HaAretz, for that which is growing in the ground, Chumaso Chuma, that's Chuma, because both are obligated biblically. But Misha'eno Nakuv Al HaNakuv, if you separate from a flower pot that doesn't have a hole, which is only obligated in Shuma Midrabanan, for a flower pot that has a hole, which is obligated in Shuma Midoraisa, so that is Minapater Al HaChiyuv. So it's Shuma Midrabanan. You give it to the Kohen, because it's called Shuma, but V'yazav Yitchum, again, you need to give a new Shuma from the flower pot with the hole for the flower pot with the hole. But if you separate from a flower pot with a hole for a flower pot that doesn't have a hole, I mean, that's menachiyuv ala patur, so that doesn't have the name chuma. Again, midoraisa, it's chuma midrabanan, but lo te'achel, it shouldn't be eaten, achiyotiyolea chuma sumaisros mimakomacher. You can't eat it until you separate a new set of chuma and meiser for it. Tara min ha-demai, if you took from demai, al ha-demai for demai that you got from somebody else, or mi demai al ha-vadai, you separated from demai for that which is certainly tevel, it's truma, midrabanan. But again, midoraisa, maybe min ha-patra al-achiyuv, so therefore, v'yachza v'yitchom, you have to again separate new trumos for it. Min ha-vadai al ha-demai, if you separate from Tevel for Demai, Truma, it is Truma, because maybe the Demai is really Chayiv. So maybe it's Menachiyiv El Achiyiv. V'lo Te'achal, but this Truma can't be eaten by a Kohen, at Shiyotzi Olea Truma Sumaisros, until another Truma and Maisr was given for it, because maybe the Demai was Mu'usar, and the Truma, therefore, is Chayiv in Trumos and Maisros. This is Perek Hei of Maseches Devarim.